009. I didn't. Okay. Very exciting news, Rabosai. Shar Yichud HaMaisa. To be single-minded in your Avodas Hashem. Single-minded. That's what Yichud HaMaisa means. Should I embarrass everyone? Where do you ask Hashem every day for Yichud HaMaisa? Okay. Shar Yichud HaMaisa is a Shar HaChamishi, the fifth Shar in Chodesh HaLovus. The Yichud HaMaisa L'Shem Yisrael Levado. The idea, the trick of doing things with a single-mindedness of purpose, and the single-mindedness is to do it L'Shem Shemayim. As it says in Perkei Avos, L'chol Ma'asecha Yiyu L'Shem Shemayim. Not to do things to impress other people. First of all, again, the whole yisod of the whole Chodesh HaLovus, the reason he named his Sefer Chodesh HaLovus is because Chodesh HaLovus holds, says, his theme, his yisod, is that your attitude, your thoughts, your intentions, your attitude, that's what's important. As important as it is to be medaktik b'mitzvahs and not to be oivik achut asayir chas v'shalom, and even to be machmir, if indeed it's correct to be machmir, and sometimes it is, and sometimes it's just being machmir, so you have to know halacha to know that. But as important as that is, but it's even more important, you could say that, as Allah says, countless, the whole point of the Sefer, it's even more important to have the right attitude, or else your mitzvahs are an empty shell that doesn't really accomplish what it's supposed to. So here we have Shar Yichud HaMaisa, that you're supposed to not do things to impress people, and you're supposed to do things only because it's the right thing to do. And that means, what do you mean the right thing? That it finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. It's what Hashem wants you to do. You're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it. You're not doing it to impress others. You're not doing it to make a good impression. You're not doing it because then your daughter will do a good shidduch. You're not doing it so that someone will like you. You're not doing it all the reasons we do things. Now, with children, when you're mechanech children, don't even try to have them do things lishma. You can't do that with children. The whole chinuch, you're going to do things so that they should get promoted, so that they should get a candy, so that they should be on the top of the class, so that you should be proud of them. They want to find favor in the eyes of their parents. This is how you mechanuch children. You shouldn't even... Now, most people remain children their whole lives in this sense. Many senses, but in this sense also, that they do things in order to benefit thereby, and sometimes the benefit is, and we do a lot. I mean, Shar Yichud HaMaisa is a very, it's a subtlety, it's a very high madrega. Shar HaBitachon, which was the last Shar, we learned that first, and we went backwards, but Shar B'tochen, again, the Chodesh HaLovus is a safer of extremes because it's a safer avoda. So this is something you have to work on your whole life. So really, if we think about it, it's kind of embarrassing. Many of the things we do is indeed, I wouldn't call it in a pure laboratory sense, it's Shalom Lishma, because we do it because that's either that's the social circles we're in, or that's what's expected of us. We want people to hold of us. And that, but it's not pure. This Shar is going to teach us how to train ourselves to do something because it's the right thing to do. Okay, let's start. Shar HaChamishi. He's going to say in Perek Beis, you'll see it's very short prakim in the beginning. The main focus of Shar Yichud HaMaisa is actually Perek Chamishi. We'll see. Shar, we'll see in the second parak that he, just like we learned in Shar, it's a build-up. The Chodesh HaLovus was written mamash like you're building a building and you set a foundation, and the first Shar and the second Shar, like everything's very much b'cheshbon oiskehalten what the first, second, third, and fourth shahr is. And then, so the chamishi is where you're up to after you get through the first four. Omar, I will tell you, we're going to talk now about the single-mindedness of doing things. Because they're the Ratzon Hashem, so first you really have to be sort of a sholem. Again, okay, we can't live like that, because otherwise we'd be on page two, maybe our whole lives. But conceptually, when you reach Shleimus and Bitachon, and you're so focused on Ein Od Milvado, and you're so focused that the only cause and Siba of everything that happens in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you only rely on Him, Lugabi, anything that happens, and as trite as it sounds, and everybody's sitting here saying, of course, what do you take us for? Of course everything that happens is because of Hashem. But we don't live like, it's very hard to live, we don't live like that, it's very hard to really believe it, and to really live that way. But when you become a Sholem in Bitachon, to some degree, so you're so focused on Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing but Hashem, so then you can start with Yichud HaMaaseh. So then when you do things, right, think of it, Bitachon is like flowing this way, that you're relying only on Hashem, like there's nothing else there. When things happen, you realize the Siba. And now we're talking about when you do things, so you're going to do it only for Hashem's sake. So first a person becomes Shalom and is Bitachon, so like only Hashem is on the horizon. Like, that's Taka all there is in the world. He's used to thinking that way. He became Shalom and Bitachon, so he's used to like realizing the Ein Od Milvado kite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then he could start working that when he does things, and we're talking about doing things that range from putting on tefillin, which is pretty, you know, it's not that hard, even though, you know, we put on tefillin because it's 7:02. We got to put on tefillin 7:02. But then we're talking about going to work and eating and sleeping and taking a shower. You're supposed to do everything. B'chol d'rochecha ta'ehu. Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh focuses you in everything you do. You're doing it because Hashem wants you to do that. Right, you're washing your face in the morning, so you, ideally you're thinking at Gemara with Rabbi Akiva, and you're at Selam Elokim, and you're going to do a mitzvah, and Hashem wants you to polish the Selam Elokim in you. And you know what? Wow, like that he's going to talk, that's Yichud HaMaaseh. So it ranges from doing mitzvahs because we're ashamed not to, and etc., to doing the most mundane actions, and doing it for the sake of Hashem. So, but that comes after Bitachon. Why? Because in the progression, you could see that when you're used to just realizing the Ein Od Milvado kite, that really that's all there is, and everything is just a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where everything is there only because Hashem wills it, then you're able to do things for that purpose, because it's His Ratzon. So, and how single-minded that has to be for true bitachon. Ra'isi lahasmich lekach bir ofane yichud maisei ha'avoda, the single-mindedness of purpose of your avoda, of everything you do, lashem levado, that's your only motive, your only reason you're doing it, beglal. Why is that next? Beglau mashayesh b'kach tohar hamatzpun, that purifies your motivations, what's inside of you. V'nikyon halavavos min habilbul, from other motivations, from other things, hamatzid also, that ruins your nikoyon levav, that ruins your purity of purpose. So it ruins it in two ways. First of all, when you have an ulterior motive, so it ruins the greatness of your action. Right? The greatest act you can do, call it with the most schar, even though it's kind of ironic to talk about schar, but I'm using schar only in the sense of like describing it. The greatest thing you can do the best thing you can do. So it's ruined if you mix in other motivations. That's one way of mafsid osam. But I think there's a more serious way of mafsid osam, that really, if your motivation's not pure, so then you always have to think, right? If you're only doing the right thing so that people should hold of you, so then if people are going to hold of you if you do the wrong thing, which happens many, many times in life, so then that's mafsid. So then down the line, you're not going to do the right thing. If your motivation is Ratzon Hashem, even if you're in a laboratory conditions, so you're not going to go wrong. Every nisayon that comes up, everything that comes up, so that's your guiding light. That's what you're striving for. That's the bullseye, Ratzon Hashem. But if your motivation is people should hold of you, my good friends, many, many times people hold of you if you do the wrong thing. So that's also a very big form of mafsid osam. So there's two mafsid osam. First of all, when you're doing the right thing, it's a hefsid, that it's not a pure act. Right? The force of the act, let's talk Nefesh HaChayim talk. The force of the act in the Olamos HaElyonim, that the Malachim are dancing and the Chayos are happy, and the Chayos HaKodesh, and the Olamos are being Niskan, so much of that energy, spiritual energy, is dissipated when your motives are not pure. That's one form of hefsid. And the other form of hefsid is that down the line, you're in a big sakana if you don't do things for the right reasons. Okay? So we're doing yichra maisa to save ourselves. Min habilbul hamafsid osam. Vahahatzola. And to save ourselves, misugei ha-histadrus, from pasturing ourselves, ha-goremes le-hischanef, chanufa. Now, chanufa used in the Shari Yichra Maisa doesn't have to mean the chanufa of the lav, of chanifa, which is to tolerate evildoers, and to encourage evildoers, or to at least not protest against evil. This is, he's talking chanufa and shariach ramaisa, is even when you're doing the right thing, but you're doing it to impress others. That's chanufa. You're doing it, you know, you wash my back, I'll wash yours. Everybody's doing things for to be part of the old boys club. So that's chanufa. Ulihisrapes is to have people hold of you. Ulidaber chalakos labrios is smooth talking. That's in Hebrew also. You say, sifse chalokas, it says in Tillim. Labrios, and you. So that's not so good. We want us, pasturing. To save you from pasturing, which causes chanufa, again. So it's saving you from just impurities in your actions, amafsid osam. And it also saves you from constantly pasturing, trying to get on the better side of people, and then talking to people in a way that they should like you, and that's not a good way to live. Kamo she'omer Elihu, al no eso pnei ish, I shouldn't do things so that to favor people. Be'al odom lo achane, I really should. Someone give me an EO. It really is good to see the pasuk inside with Rashi. I'm sorry. Thank you. Al no eso pnei ish. Should learn EO one day. Right? Should make a shir and eof. How many people will come? Oh yeah, that's right. It's a shem. Unless I reach retirement age first. Rav Schwab, the art school just put out a book from Rav Schwab on eof. Just now, last week. Eof London base. I would do everything with Malbim. I mean, once we get to Ksuvim, we'll do everything with Malbim, straight Malbim. I'm not going to stop, or else we'll never finish. Malbim's bad enough. But if I start with, like we do now, Nach, we'll never finish. But Mitzvah Shem, believe that, we'll do with Malbim once we hit Ksuvim, Leviyim Achreinim. Yiyuv Lamed Beis, Chafal of Chav Beis. So what does Eliel say? Alma Esa Pnei Ish. I'm not going to cover up for people. I'm not going to want to find favor in people. I'm not going to change my words. So, you know, we do that all the time, and sometimes it's a mitzvah to do it, not to embarrass someone. But here it was like Eov, you know, that they didn't want to make Eov feel bad, and Eov was saying not such good things, but so they wouldn't remonstrate. Maybe they shouldn't remonstrate with Eov, because he's sick, and now's not the time to make him feel bad. So he's saying, no. Kilo yodati achane. I don't know how to do that. That's strange to me, to say something to someone that I don't mean, just that he should feel good and he should have a... So again, you know, sometimes it is a mitzvah to make someone feel good and to be mechazik someone. But he's not talking about that. He's talking about here that when Eov had to be taken down a peg.
Does that mean sometimes it's a mitzvah?
Sometimes it's a mitzvah to make someone feel good.
Even if it's a lie.
Well, I don't know, lying is different gedarim. But the Moshe we had by Gnevus Das, you're not supposed to invite someone to a simcha. There's an issue of Gnevus Das, you're not supposed to invite someone to a simcha if you know he's not coming anyway. So that's Gnevus Das, and he likes you because you invited him. But if you invited all his friends, and him you didn't invite, and you know he can't come, and you wouldn't invite him, but he's embarrassed that he's the only one not invited, then you're allowed to invite him, even though you're only inviting him because you know he won't come. Well, not only, because your purpose in inviting him is that he shouldn't be embarrassed. So sometimes to help someone save embarrassment, sometimes it's a mitzvah. But again, but then your motive is Ratzon Hashem, because he shouldn't be embarrassed. But if your motive is that he shouldn't be embarrassed, so that he shouldn't be mad at you, so that he shouldn't not like you, so that one day you're going to need a favor from him, and he's not going to want to do it, that's a violation of Yichud HaMaisim. So it should always come down to Ratzon Hashem. That's the point. V'lachein, therefore, ro'ui she'avo'er ato minyonei to'ar ha'maisim l'shem shishin yonim. So, right, good old Chaim HaLava splits it up into six parts. And they're each going to be a parak. What exactly does it mean? That's the first parak, which is 2.5 lines. That's going to be parak sheni. How to attain it? How to acquire it? Which actions are? Is it more imperative? Let's say actions that people could see. So it's more important to work on Yichud HaMaisim, actions that are private. So again, it's not Mukhrach, but it's certainly that much easier than those Chayvus Halvavos and those actions. So which Maisim and what are the categories of how to relate to Yichud HaMaisim with different types of actions? Baravi Kamamine Mavsidov, what pulls you away from it? Bachamishi, which is really the main parak in this shiur, Heich Ofan Shlilusum and Anefesh, how to rid yourself of it, how to really fight the inevitable ulterior motives that creep into our actions. Deishi Yiskayim Lodim, so that a person should have HaTohar LaShem, the Ace Kol Maisa Sheyasa Lishmo, how to fight off the Yitzhara in this inyan, how to fight off the impurities that creep in. The Hashishi, and finally the sixth aspect, which will be the sixth perek, is Bikores al Ha'ole al Halev. How to train yourself to guard what enters your heart and your mind, what you think about. Lishomer Mimenu knows how to control, how to indeed be Shalit on your machshavas. Because after you see what's right, and you understand what's right, and you know what's right, you know what's wrong, but then you say, but I can't help it, you know, when I do this, so obviously this creeps me. That's why I'm doing it. Like, I can't help it. Like, how can I, like, ignore A, B, C, D? So you have to learn to be shalit on your machshavas. That's what the sixth parak is going to train us, how to control our thoughts and our intentions and our calculations, how indeed to control it. To watch out for bad ones, v'lichbosh also. And we should be shalit on our mind, we should control our minds. Okay. How to control your mind. Good. Perek Rishon, to define it. Asher l'toha ha'maisa l'shem yisaleh. the purity of action being done l'shem Hashem, who? This is something that's right away chayvus halvavus. Two people could do the same exact thing for 50, 60 years. And one is having Toyer HaMaisa, one is having Yichud HaMaisa, and one is doing things for very base motives, and it's terrible. All this is mamish, mamish, quintessential chayvus halvavus. Can't tell. Shetea kavona, our intentions. Our intentions is both begoloi, what we exhibit, benister, even benister. It's not mukhrach that just because something's benister, you're doing it with shem shemayim. Say you wash your face. You don't really. It's not often that we think of Hashem. That's benister, but okay. Shetei akavona begoloi benister b'mayis avodas Hashem. L'shmo yisaleh k'day lasos ritzono b'levad. They lasos ritzono b'levad v'lo ratzon habrios. That's the basic definition.
Why is it juxtaposed to other people, not to your own selfish motives?
Because that you get into real. I believe it's a very, very good question. If your motives are selfish, then enechanami, then you're like other people. But I think he wants to stay away from a very philosophical problem that whenever you're doing something with Bechira, you're doing it because you want to do it. Whenever you choose, I mean, there's an answer to this, but if you want, whenever you do something, there's ego involved, there's selfishness involved. I'm not talking about now, I'm going to ask the Kabbal Press. Like even if you do something because Hashem wants it done, but once you're choosing to do it, so there's a self-gratification there that's always there. And that's heavy. And he's going to deal with it later. But that's why he's first clearing away like the debris. You know, halavai we should be holding there by that. That's a subtlety, and that's a very difficult, it's a very difficult philosophical question. How do you grapple with even the difference between good and bad? Right? It's a taina. Like, once Hashem gave me Bechira, then I'm doing something because I want to do it. So then what's the difference really what I choose? Is there a real difference between good and evil if I'm choosing what I want to do? It's what I want to do. How do you do something what Hashem wants you to do, but He gave you Bechira, so that's a Sevet Son Chakir Tzono. That's that mission in others. It's not a simple thing. It's a deep, deep thing. Al Capone, that's why he's talking about others. But you're right that if you do something for, we'll talk about more prosto self-gratification, then that's like others. You do things for the Elasos Ritzonu B'Levad. That's the definition. You're doing something because it's Hashem's will, and not because it's other people's will. But it doesn't just mean other people's will. It means like it really is another word, Ratzon. Ratzon can mean to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. You want to please Him. You don't want to please other people. You don't want to do what they. You're not doing it for their sake. You're not doing it. You're not doing it so they should like you. You're not doing it to please them. You're not doing it to find favor in the eyes of other people. And again, I mean, I would say it's a pagam in your. You say Moshe Eved Hashem, like the greatest thing a person would be called is Eved Hashem, but it's really. Besides the impurity that he talked about before, the bilbul, I'm thinking now it's really also a pagam in your avoda, because you're not really being Oved Hashem. You're being Oved yourself. You're being Oved that person. Because if the motivation you have for doing things, it is really determines what your avdus is. You can't call yourself a Eved Hashem if you do things to please other people. Part of being so when you say Moshe Eved Hashem, it really means he reached the highest madrega that everything he did was just focused on being a walking emissary of Hashem, carrying out Hashem's will, doing what Hashem wants, fulfilling Hashem's will. And again, he's talking about everything. Everything you do. He's not just talking about mitzvahs. He's talking about going to work, eating, getting married, children, everything. You're doing it because it's a fulfillment of Hashem's will. Okay. Parakshani. How do you acquire it? What should you start working on? So it puts in a plug for Chayvus Halvavus, because he says there's 10 steps to reach, there's 10 things you have to do in order to reach that Madrega. And like the first four are the four Sharam up till now. Like an in-house advertisement. I read Basara and Yonim, 10 things that you have to acquire first. Kasher Yisbaru B'nefesh Ha'odam, the Yisamsu, when they are clarified and you're clear that they're so, the Yasem, and they are made Bosis L'mishmato, when you have these 10 things in your mind and they are the foundation of what you do. The foundation of what you're adhering to, what's making you do things, be your soul, lamasov, and it's the foundation of everything you're doing. So when you're kona these 10 things, then the end result will be that ye are toar maasov. That's how you will be able to have toar maasov be l'shem yisale shalem, v'lo yifne luzuloso, and you won't. You will turn to others to see if they approve of what you're doing. V'lo yikava lebelodav, and you won't, hopefully, you won't look forward to what others will then do for you. V'lo yiskaven ela l'ritzon. So, how do you build a building like that? That you end up with that. Tchiloson. So, step one. Is Tohar Yichud Hashem Yisale Kivisha Goda B'tchila Sifri Zeh. So the first one is just recognizing the singularity, the unity, the singleness of Hashem, that He is all, He controls all, He is all, and He created you, and everything you do is. So that's step one. V'Hasheni His Bonanus B'tovas Hashem Olav. That was Shara B'china. Shara Bechina is his bonus betovas Hashem Olav uretzifuson lo kamosha bianushon gamaze, because recognizing the multitude of tovas that Hashem bestows upon you, so it's payback time. You feel that sense of obligation that Hakoros Hatov creates. Vashlishi kabolas hamishmas l'Hashem kifisha hiskarti shom gam kein. That's good old Shara Avodas Elokim. How you relate to having to serve Hashem, your attitude, your actions. Varavi yichudo b'pitochon olav mibaladei hanivroim. So you see again, he says it befeirish that the point of pitochon being so central to this whole construction is because it brings out the yichud Hashem, like from a different angle. But it brings it out very strongly. The singularity of Hashem in doing things for you, in your acquiring what you have to acquire. So you have to talk to Hashem. He's the only one that provides for you, that gives you anything. So that realization of bitachon is a necessary step. The chamishi yidroso habrura. Yosa Brua means you internalize your idea. Kiatoelas vahezek enu bidei nivra, lo biyachol to belirishas habari yasala. No one can do anything that's to your benefit, or that's to your detriment, without the okay from Hashem. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's you have to really, really, really internalize that. What? That's an aspect of bitachon, but that's not directly what bitachon is. Bitachon is to rely on Hashem. This is saying the realization that there's no one that can no one else that could do anything for you or harm you. I mean, that'll bring to bitachon also. But it's, you know, you're building a building. Everything ultimately boils down to a sort of singularity of Eino Milvado, but there's like different angles to it, different aspects to it. Also, you have to really work on not caring what people think of you. Plain and partial. That's a very difficult thing. Everyone cares what people think of them. Whether we admit it or not.
Does that create callousness, though? How do you do that without being a caustic or callous person?
Because you do care what Hashem thinks of you. And there are so many mitzvahs in other machaveiro, and there are and midos tovos, they're all brought to Hashem, that you'll be fine.
The person says, "I don't care what people think." They're usually saying it in a very negative way.
Right, they're saying it in a negative way.
So he was saying it's different.
He's saying it again with the purity of attitude. But if you're going to go follow Kol HaTorah Kula, you're going to follow Midos Tovos, and Hashem wants you to have Rachmanis on people, and Hashem wants you to say good morning to people, have a Makta B'Shalom Kol Adam, so you don't care what people think about you, right? But you're going to say good morning first, but it says on Perkei Avos, so you think that Hashem wants me to do it. So if you do it because Hashem wants you to do it, you'll be Makta B'Shalom even a Goy. So that's what it says on Perkei Avos, right? It's said hello to the Goy. But if you're doing it because you care what people think about you, and you don't care what the guy thinks about you, so you're not going to say good morning to him first. So, you're going
to...
that your motivation in doing it is to find favor in the eyes of Hashem, to please Hashem, because Hashem wants you to do it. That's
it's
your...
It's not because the person's supposed to make the person feel good. Do that...
Yes, but why do you want to make someone feel good?
Okay.
So ultimately, it boils down though to that.
Don't we doubt that you want to find favor in the Ein Kol HaYehud? Why do we do that?
That's you're asking Hashem that if you're in a situation.